Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
Let us have a word of prayer.
让我们先来有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you and praise you.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们要来感谢赞美。
Thank you for your love.
谢谢你向着我们的爱。
Thank you that through the breaking of bread, you have already spoken deep in our hearts.
谢谢你借着擘饼聚会，你已经向着我们心的深处说话。
Lord, we know you are here.
主耶稣，我们知道你在这里。
And we know that this morning you have a deep burden you want to speak to all of us.
主耶稣基督，我们也知道今天你要向着我们的心更深的说话。
So Lord, we just want to say that we are all here.
我们只是想说主，我们在这里。
We commit this time into your hand.
我们将以下的时间交在你的手里。
We ask that you will be able to speak freely among us.
我们希望说你在这里做更深的也更自由的鉴察的工作。
And you will be able to open our eyes.
你可以打开我们的眼睛。
And we may be able to know you.
让我们可以来认识你。
And give you all the praise and worship.
将所有的感谢荣耀都归给你。
In Jesus' most precious name I pray.
这样的祷告是奉我主耶稣最宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
My burden is to fellowship on the David's heart for the Ark of the Testimony from Old Testament, First Chronicle.
今天我是要从历代之上来交通大卫向着神约柜的心。
So can we turn our Bible to First Chronicles chapter 15?
首先请将我们的圣经翻到历代之上15章。
Let us read let's start with chapter 13. That will give us some context.
让我们先来读历代之上十三章，有一些背景知识。
Chapter 13. Let's read one verse, verse 3.
历代至上十三章三节。
First Chronicles chapter 13, verse 3.
历代至上十三章三节。
And David says,Let us bring back the ark of our God to us, for we did not seek it in the days of Saul.
我们要把神的约柜运到我们这里来，因为在扫罗年间，我们没有在约柜前求问神。
And then we're going to move on to verse 7.
接下来要看十三章的七节。
They carried the ark of God on a new cart from the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio drove the cart.
他们将神的约柜从亚比拿达的家里抬出来，放在新车上，乌撒和亚西约赶车。
And then we'll read verse 10.
之后依旧是十三章第十节。
The anger of the Lord burned against Uzzah.So he struck him down because he put out his hand to the ark, and he died there before God.
耶和华向他发怒，因他伸手扶住约柜击杀他，他就死在神面前。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
David was afraid of God that day, saying, "How can I bring the ark of God home to me?"
那日大卫惧怕神，说：“神的约柜怎可运到我这里来？”
And then we'll turn to chapter 15.
接下来要看历代之上十五章。
Chapter 15, verse 2.
十五章二节。
Then David said, No one is to carry the ark of God but the Levites, for the Lord chose them to carry the ark of God and to minister to him forever.
那时大卫说，除了利未人之外，无人可抬神的约柜，因为耶和华拣选他们抬神的约柜，且永远侍奉他。
Same chapter,
依旧十五章。
Verses 14 to 15,
十四到十五节。
So the priests and the Levites consecrate themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel. The sons of the Levites carry the ark of God.On their shoulders, with the poles thereon, as Moses had commanded according to the word of the Lord.
于是祭司利未人自洁，好将耶和华以色列神的约柜抬上来。利未子孙就用杠肩抬神的约柜，是照耶和华借摩西所吩咐的。
And then lastly,
最后
we need to talk one verse in Exodus chapter 25.
最后我们要读的一节经文是来自出埃及记二十五章。
Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记二十五章。
We'll read verse 16.
十六节。
Exodus chapter 25, verse 16.
出埃及记二十五章十六节。
You shall put into the ark the testimony which I shall give you.
必将我所要赐给你的法版放在柜里。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Today we know that our God is looking for spiritual reality in His church.
我们知道今天在神的教会，他要寻找的是属灵的实际。
But as Christians,
但是作为基督徒，
we are busy people.
我们其实很忙碌。
Because every week,
因为每一个礼拜，
we have so many different church gatherings.
我们有很多教会的活动。
We have come to church to study the Bible together.
我们要来到教会一同的来查考圣经。
We also come together to preach the gospel.
我们也要一起来这里来传福音。
And on Sunday, we all come together to have Sunday worship.
主日我们也要一同来到这里来一起敬拜神。
We know that all these are very important.
我们知道这一些聚集都是非常重要的。
But God is seeking something deeper.
但是神在这里寻找的是更深的一些事物。
So the Lord is asking us this morning.
所以今天主在这里问我们。
Where is the Lord's testimony in His church?
在神的教会，主的见证在哪里？
Without the Lord's testimony in His church,
如果在神的教会没有主的见证，
we know that God's heart will never be satisfied.
我们知道神的心就不可能被满足。
So we have to ask,
所以我们就要问一个问题。
What is the Lord's testimony in His church?
在神的教会当中，什么是主的见证？
We'll just put it in a very simple way so that we can all understand.
我们简单的来说。
The Lord's testimony is the reality of Christ living out and reflecting out of us.
主的见证就是基督的自己从我们的身上活出来，反映出来。
Another way to express this is that the Lord's testimony is when we gather together here, together, Christ is seen and Christ is heard.
换句话说，主的见证就是当我们一同聚集在这里的时候，基督被看见，基督被听见。
From the Bible,
从圣经当中，
especially in the Old Testament,
特别是在旧约里面，
we know that the ark represents the Lord's testimony.
我们知道神的约柜代表的就是主的见证。
Because the verse that we just read from Exodus chapter 25, verse 16,
我们刚刚读的出埃及记二十五章十六节这里，
it talks about God commanded Moses.
那里神嘱咐摩西。
He said, "You shall put into the ark the testimony which I shall give you."
他在那里嘱咐摩西说，要将我所赐给你的法版，就是见证的版，放在柜里。
The ark is called the ark of the testimony.
所以约柜也称为见证的柜。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
if we read the Old Testament,
如果我们读旧约，
we know that this ark of the testimony is the most central piece within the tabernacle.
如果我们读旧约就会知道，在神的帐幕当中，约柜是帐幕中最中心的那一件器具。
So without the ark of the testimony in its proper place,
如果约柜没有在它当在的地方，
everything else inside the tabernacle loses their meaning.
那么会幕中其他一切的器具就会失去它的意义。
I'll give you a couple of examples.
我会给一些例子。
For example, we know that in the tabernacle there is the lampstand.
我们知道在帐幕当中有金灯台。
Do you know what the lampstand stands for?
你知道金灯台代表的是什么吗？
In our Christian experience,
在我们基督徒的经历当中，
because the lampstand, there's light.
因为金灯台会发光。
It enlightens the tabernacle.
它会点亮整个会幕。
It represents spiritual revelations.
所以金灯台代表的，在新约里面代表的就是属灵的启示。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
we all desire to receive revelations when we read God's word.
当我们读神的话语的时候，我们都想要从当中得着神的启示。
But without the ark in its proper place,
但是如果约柜不在它当在的地方，
What happened?
那么什么会发生呢？
Then when we read the Bible,
那就是当我们在读圣经的时候，
we may be only getting some biblical knowledge or biblical instructions.
可能我们就仅仅只止步于一些道理、知识、指示。
I'll give you another example.
哦，另一个例子。
What about the altar?
那么祭坛又代表什么呢？
You know, the altar represents the cross.
会幕当中的祭坛代表的是十字架。
In our Christian experience,
在我们基督徒的生命当中，
we want to follow the Lord, right?
我们当然希望能够跟随主耶稣。
And the Lord told us we have to carry our cross daily, deny ourselves to follow Him.
主耶稣也告诉我们要每天背起自己的十字架，舍己来跟随他。
But without the ark,
但是如果没有约柜，
our experience may just end up with our suffering and pain.
我们十字架的经历可能就停止在我们苦苦地忍受那些患难。
There is no fruit of life.
但是却没有复活的果子结出来。
What about the showbread?
还有陈设饼。
It represents us eating God's word.
陈设饼代表的是我们来吃主的话。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we know we have to read God's word, right?
我们当然知道我们要读神的话。
And we all have this desire to be well fed, spiritually speaking, by reading God's word.
当我们读神的话的时候，我们也希望我们的灵里面的生命能够得饱足。
We do want to see Christ when we read His word.
当我们读神的话的时候，我们也希望能够遇见主的自己。
But without the ark in its proper place.
但是如果约柜不在它当在的地方，
What happened?
那什么会发生呢？
When we read God's word,
当我们读神的话的时候，
A lot of times we get these random ideas and inspirations.
可能很多时候我们得着的就是一些随机的散乱的想法和灵感。
But it's very hard for us to come back to know the will of God.
却很难让我们再回到神的话里面去真的知道神的旨意。
So this morning we won't have enough time to explain all the meanings of all the furnitures in the tabernacle.
今天早上我们并没有足够多的时间来解释所有帐幕当中的器具。
But just remember this.
但是请记住。
Without the ark in its proper place.
如果在这个帐幕当中约柜不在其当在的地方。
All the other furnitures loses their meaning.
所有一切的器具都会失去它真正的属灵意义。
It is just like when Jesus was on earth 2,000 years ago.
就好像2000年前当主耶稣行在地上的时候。
Remember the temple in Jerusalem?
那个时候耶路撒冷城是有神的殿的。
You know, supposedly, the temple in Jerusalem was a place where God can dwell among his people.
本来耶路撒冷城神的殿应当是神在他百姓当中的居所。
But do you know what happened during that time?
但是在主耶稣的那个年代，
During that time when Jesus was on the earth,
在那个时候，
the ark was missing from the tabernacle.
神的殿里面根本没有神的约柜。
So even though all the priests and the Jewish people were doing all this busy work and trying to make offering regularly to the Lord in Jerusalem,
即便在那个时候在耶路撒冷城神的殿，神的祭司们非常忙碌，在做着一切宗教的活动和献祭的活动。
All these kind of things,
所有这些，
couldn't bring God joy and satisfaction.
不能够真的给神带来喜悦和满足。
And this same situation happened during the time of King Saul.
再回到旧约，在扫罗王的年间也是一样的。
During the time of King Saul in the Old Testament, the ark was missing.
扫罗王的年间，不知道那个约柜也消失了。
And the most shocking thing to us when we read it is,
当我们读这段历史的时候，最惊人的一件事是，
there was nobody.Talking about the missing ark.
约柜不见了，但是根本没有人来谈及约柜，提起约柜。
It appears that everybody in that time was very comfortable living their routine religious life.
在扫罗王的年间，似乎每一个人对他们宗教的日常的这个生活都非常的安于现状。
Nobody cared.
没有人真的真切。
Nobody cared about the ark.
没有人真的真切地关心神的约柜。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
This morning we have to ask this question.
今天早上我们要问一个问题。
Do we have a genuine care about the Lord's testimony?
我们对于主的见证是否有一个真实的关切？
Thank the Lord
感谢主。
During the days of King Saul,
在扫罗王的年间
there was this one man,
有一个人
and his name is David.
他的名字叫大卫
and David had a different heart.
大卫有一个不一样的心智。
Remember God testified for David in the book of Acts?
在新约的使徒行传里面神为大卫做了一个见证。
God testified for David and said,
神说
This is a man after my own heart.
这是一个合我心意的人。
You know, was David perfect in his life?
大卫的一生难道就是完美的吗？
No.
当然不。
David did some big mistakes in his life.
大卫在他的一生当中犯了好几个严重的错误。
But from his youth all the way when he becomes old,
但是从他年少的时候一直到他年老
David had one thing that was very, very precious in God's eyes.
他的身上有一个特质在神的眼中是非常宝贵的。
David genuinely cared about God's ark.
那就是大卫真真实实地从心里关心神的约柜。
When everybody in his generation forget about the ark,
在他的世代，所有其他人都已经将约柜消失这件事情抛之脑后了。
David never forgot about the ark.
但是大卫从来都没有忘记过神的约柜。
When nobody even mentioned or talked about the missing ark from God's people,
甚至在神的百姓当中都根本没有人在谈论这个消失了的约柜。
There was this one man.
但是在那里有一个人。
His name is David.
他的名字是大卫。
David was jealous for God's testimony on this earth.
大卫为神的见证在这个地上大发热心。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
today,
今天
do we have the jealousy for God's testimony in His church?
我们是否在神的教会当中为主耶稣的见证大发热心呢？
You know, when David became king in his generation,
当大卫在他那个世代做了王之后
what did he do?
他做了什么?
The first thing he did
第一件事
was to search out where is the ark.
第一件事他要做的就是要找到约柜。
And he tries to bring it back to God's people.
因为他要将约柜带回到神的百姓中间。
That's why when we read the scripture in chapter 13 of 1 Chronicles, verse 3, we saw
这就是为什么在历代志上13章3节这里我们看见
David,encouraged and discussed this matter with his people.
大卫在和他的百姓谈论到神的约柜这件事情，并且和他们讨论。
Let us bring back the ark of God to us.
因为大卫说，我们要把神的约柜运到我们这里来。
Well, even though David had a pure desire to bring the ark of God back to his people,
虽然在那个时候，大卫真的是很单纯的，只是想把约柜带回来。
We do know that in his first attempt, he made a big mistake, right?
但我们知道，在大卫的第一次尝试中，他也犯了一个很大的错误。
David forgot about God's commandment about how to carry the ark.
因为大卫忘记了神的命令，神已经命令摩西怎么样的去扛抬这个约柜。
Because remember in Exodus chapter 25,
因为我们记得在出埃及记二十五章那里
，when God instructed Moses how to build the ark.There were four gold rings.
在那里，神已经指示摩西要怎么的制造约柜。约柜的四个角是有四个环的。
There are four gold rings at the feet of the ark.
有四个金环镶在这个约柜的四只脚上。
And there are poles that are installed through the four golden rings.
并且有两根杠是穿在这四个环里的。
And in the same chapter,
在同也是二十五章
God specifically commanded Moses to have the priests to carry the ark around.
在二十五章神也特别的说穿这两根环是为了便于祭司能够扛抬约柜。
But somehow,
但是
David seemed to forget about God's commandment.
但是不知道为什么大卫忘记了神的这个命令。
In 1 Chronicles, what did he do?
那么在历代志上当中，大卫做了什么呢？
He used a new cart to transport the ark.
大卫用了一辆新车要来运回这一个约柜。
And we remember what happened.
我们知道后面发生了什么事情。
The anger of the Lord struck the priest Uzzah, and he died.
耶和华的愤怒就临到祭司乌撒，并且击杀了乌撒。
And on that day,
从那一天开始
David was upset, and he was afraid of God.
大卫惧怕，恐慌。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
In David's failure,
在大卫的失败中
he asked a very, very important question.
他问了神一个很重要的问题。
And this question is in verse 12.
也就是在历代志上十三章十二
节这里。First Chronicle chapter 13, verse 12.
十三章十二节这里。
He asked, "How can I bring the Ark of God home to me?"
我怎么样才可以把约柜带回家，带到我这里呢？
This is the same question we have to ask God today.
这也是一个我们也要在神面前问的相同的问题。
So what did David's failure teach us?
那大卫的失败教导了我们什么呢？
We see this new cart represents our man's best method trying to carry the Lord's testimony.
我们看见的是这辆新车代表的就是人用最好的方法想要来带回神的约柜。
You see, David did not just prepare a random cart.
大卫其实并不是随便的准备了一辆车。
But the Bible says it was a new cart.
圣经告诉我们这是一辆全新的车。
So you can see that this is David's very, very best intention for God.
我们看见这是出自大卫一个最好的一个意图和尊重。
It was his best idea out of himself.
这可能是他已经能够想出来的一个最好的方法。
But God said no.
但是神说不。
So what does that mean to us today?
那么这一件事情又告诉我们什么呢？
This means that for spiritual matters, God has his own way.
这就是告诉我们在属灵的事情上神有他自己的道路和法则。
Or in other words,
换句话说，
we cannot take the Lord's testimony into our own hands.
我们不能将耶稣基督的见证抓在自己的手里。
But we thank the Lord.
但是我们感谢主。
Even though David failed miserably in his first attempt,
虽然在这第一次的努力当中大卫很凄惨的失败了。
But David did not give up.
但是大卫并没有放弃。
Instead, he asked God, what should he do?
相反，他就求问神说，那我到底应当怎么做呢？
How can I bring the Ark of God home to me today?
我到底应当怎样的才能够把你的约柜运到我，带回到我这里来呢？
This is a very good reminder for all of us today.
这对于我们所有人来说都是一个很宝贵的一个提醒。
Because we all make mistakes, right?
因为我们都会犯错。
But when we experience failure and frustrations,
当我们真的是经历所有的这些错误和灰心丧胆的时候，
We shouldn't just give up on God.
我们不应该对着神放弃。
Rather,
相反，
Let us come back to God and ask Him.
让我们重新回到神的面前来求问神。
What should I do?
我应当做什么？
We thank the Lord.
感谢主。
God reminded David of the command He gave Moses.
神就提醒了大卫他已经给的摩西的那一个指示。
That's why in chapter 15,
这就是为什么在历代志上十五章
David finally realized and he said,
大卫意识到了所以他说
Verse 3,
历代志上十五章第二节
No one is to carry the ark of God but the Levites, for the Lord chose them to carry the ark of God and to minister to him forever.
那时大卫说，除了利未人之外，无人可抬神的约柜，因为耶和华拣选他们抬神的约柜，且永远侍奉他。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
This is God's way.
这就是神的道路。
It is for the priest to carry the ark on their shoulders.
神的法则就是要让祭司们将这个约柜抬在肩上。
And when we come to the New Testament,
而当我们到了新约这个时代
，We know that God has called all of us to be priests.
我们知道神是呼召我们每一个人都是他成为他的祭司。
Because in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9,
因为在彼得前书二章第九节
，It tells us we are a royal priesthood.
在那里，彼得告诉我们，我们是君尊的祭司。
So today,
所以今天
，God has entrusted His testimony to every one of us.
神已经将耶稣基督的见证托付给了我们每一个人。
In other words,
换句话说
，whether we are just baptized,
无论我们是刚刚受浸
，or we have been a Christian for many, many, many years,
又或者说已经信主非常多年
，God's desire has never changed for us.
神对着我们的心意是不改变的。
All of us have the responsibility for the Lord's testimony.
我们所有人对于主耶稣基督的见证都有责任。
And we have to pick up the Lord's testimony, and we have to carry the Lord's testimony on our shoulders.
我们要抬起耶稣基督的见证，并且将它抬在肩上。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we know the ark can be heavy.
我们知道耶稣基督的，我们知道约柜是重的。
And carrying the ark itself will take a lot of energy.
肩抬约柜当然是需要力量的。
But God has commanded us to carry the ark on our shoulders.
但是神已经命令我们是要用肩膀来抬起约柜。
In the Bible,
在圣经当中，
shoulders represent strength.
肩膀就是代表了力量。
And this strength is not talking about our human natural strength.
这个力量并不是说到我们天然人的能力。
But this strength is talking about the strength coming out from a mature life of Jesus Christ in us.
这个力量是来自于我们里面成熟了的基督的新生命。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
thank the Lord that we have been born again.
感谢主，我们重生了。
And all of us, children of God, God has given us this new life in Jesus Christ.
我们所有人，神的儿女，神都已经给了我们在基督耶稣里面的新生命。
But we cannot just stop there.
但是我们不能够只是得着了就好了。
In order for us to be able to carry the ark of the testimony on our shoulders,
为了让我们能够一同的肩抬 这一个神的约柜，
we have to grow up.
我们不得不成长。
We have to become mature.
我们一定要让里面的新生命长大成熟。
And let the strength of this new life be able to bear the load of this testimony of the Lord.
让里面生命的这一个力量可以来承担耶稣基督见证的分量。
And that's why we have to exercise this new life of Christ together.
这就是为什么我们要来一同的在基督里面来操练这个新生命的成长。
Why do we have to come on Friday night to study the Word together?
为什么我们需要礼拜五一起的来教会来查考圣经呢？
Why on Tuesday night we have to gather together and we have to pray together for God's kingdom?
为什么我们需要在礼拜二一同的来聚集，为着神的国来祷告呢？
Why do we have to come to God's house and serve together?
为什么我们需要一同的到了神的家来侍奉神呢？
This is all because we have to exercise this new life of Christ that God has given to us.
这是因为我们需要一同的来操练在基督里面已经得着的这个新生命。
The more we exercise,
越多的我们来操练这个新生命的成长，
the more we can become strong.
那么我们里面这个新生命就会越发的成熟强壮。
And the more we are strong,
这个新生命越发的强壮，
the more we can carry the load of the Lord's testimony on our shoulder,
我们就越能够有这个力量一同的来肩抬耶稣基督的见证。
And when we lift up the Lord's testimony together,
当我们来举起耶稣基督的见证的时候，
then Christ and Christ alone,will be seen and exalted among us.
那么在我们当中，基督耶稣也只有基督耶稣就会被高举，被世人看见。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is very, very important.
这是非常重要的一件事。
This is very, very precious.
这也是非常宝贵的一件事。
Because when we come on Friday night to study the Bible together,
因为譬如说当我们礼拜五一同的来查考神的话的时候，
the greatest desire that the Lord wants and all of us want,is to be able to see Christ through His Word.
主就是希望我们借着神的话一同的来遇见，来看见神的自己。
And for example, in the breaking of bread meeting,
譬如说今天早上的薄饼聚会，
the greatest thing that we can do is we are able to all enjoy Christ together in His presence.
就是我们可以在主耶稣基督的同在当中一同的来享受耶稣基督。
And what about the Sunday fellowship meeting?
那么这一个礼拜天的交通聚会又是如何呢？
Great, one of the most wonderful thing,
最美妙的一件事，
is that we can all share Christ with brothers and sisters.
就是我们可以一同的来与弟兄姊妹们来分享耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
when the ark is in its proper place,
当耶稣基督的见证在他应当在的位置的时候，
everything else becomes meaningful.
所有其他的事物就变得有意义有价值。
Everything will have its right purpose.
每一件事就会有它当有的目的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
now we should be very clear.
现在我们应当非常的清楚。
We know God is doing His recovery work to recover the Lord's testimony in His church today.
我们知道神现在正在做恢复的工作，就是要在他的教会当中恢复他儿子耶稣基督的见证。
What should we do?
那我们当如何做呢？
Chapter 15.
历代志上十五章。
Verse 14 to 15 gave us a good reminder.
历代志上十五章十四到十五节给了我们非常好的一个提醒。
What should we do? What should we do today?
我们今天当如何做？
The priests and the Levites consecrated themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel.
于是祭司利未人自洁，好将耶和华以色列神的约柜抬上来。
Let us once again consecrate ourselves to the Lord entirely.
让我们再一次的为着主，能够全然的将自己分别出来献给主。
And let us offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
将我们自己的身体当作活祭献上。
So that the Lord can make us His useful vessels and to shoulder up the Lord's testimony on our shoulder together.
那么主就能够将我们制作成他可以用的器皿，可以让我们一同的来肩抬耶稣基督的见证。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
This is a very important reminder for us this morning.
今天早上这对于我们来说是一个很重要的提醒。
Especially when the time is so near.
特别是末期已经临近。
The time is so close.
非常的近了。
We know that our Lord's return is very imminent.
我们知道主要回来就是转瞬之间。
Before the Lord's return,
在主回来以前，
many have forgotten about the Lord's testimony on this earth.
在这一个地上，很多人已经忘记了耶稣基督的见证。
Many people pursue many, many other things in this world.
可能很多人在这个世界上是去追求别的事情。
But may the Lord capture our hearts this morning.We never forget.
让我们又不忘记耶稣基督的见证。
Let us never forget. This is the deepest desire for His church on earth this time.
耶稣基督的见证就是神现在向着他的教会最深最深的心愿和恢复的工作。
May the example of David encourage all of us.
愿大卫成为我们。愿大卫是我们的榜样，真的能鼓励我们。
And we are those who are after God's own heart in this generation.
让我们真的是成为我们的这个时代来寻求神心意的人。
We'll pass the following time to Brother Chen.
时间给弟兄。
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄呢，我们提醒我们，大卫是一个合神心意的。
That our brother reminded us that David was one who was after God's own heart.
我们知道，在旧约时代，约柜代表神的同在，神自己。
We know that in the Old Testament, the ark represented the presence of God and God Himself.
在扫罗期间，没有人在意约柜在哪。
And in the times of Saul, no one remembered the ark.
但是感谢主。大卫他里面寻求。
But thank the Lord, David had this desire.
我也是借着这个负担，我们继续我里面有一些感觉跟弟兄姐妹交通。
In the same burden, we actually will continue in this fellowship.
那我们看先看诗篇一百三十二篇。
Let's first take a look at Psalm 132.
这一篇诗篇可以说到大卫他对神的约柜、对神的家里面的渴望。
The Psalm.Speaks about David's desire and attitude towards the house of God and his ark.
这一篇圣经里面有十八节。
There's 18 verses in this psalm.
那我们今天我们就念前面第一段，讲到大卫的心。
We're just going to read the beginning, talking about David's heart.
那以后有机会我们可以看下后半段，看到神对大卫的应许。
And if there's time in the future, we can take a look at God's response.
好，我们从第一节我们开始念。
We're going to read from verse one.
如果大家翻到，我们可以一起从第一节我们念到第十节。
We're going to read all the way from 1 to 10 if everyone wants to flip to their Bibles.
耶和华啊，求你纪念大卫所受的一切苦难，他怎样向耶和华起誓，向雅各的大能者许愿，说：我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻，我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹，只等我为耶和华寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得居所。我们听说的约柜在以法他，我们在基列耶林就寻见了。我们要进他的居所，在他脚凳前下拜。耶和华，求你兴起，和你有能力的约柜同入安息之所。愿你的祭司披上公义，愿你的圣名欢呼。求你因你的仆人大卫的缘故，不要厌弃他的受膏者。我们知道在这一段经文里面，讲到第一节，讲到大卫所受的苦难。
We see the affliction David suffered in verse 1.
我们知道从小，我们知道大卫的苦难，这边代表是什么呢？
And we know, or what do we see his afflictions as here?
我们知道在大卫做王之前，他之前遭受很多的扫罗王的追杀，扫罗王的打击。
Remember that before David became king, he suffered being chased by Saul and wanting to be killed by Saul.
但是那是他的苦难吗？在这里。
Was this his affliction he spoke about here?
不是
，No。
他的苦难，如果我们看这一段里面，他的苦难是下面第二节里面所说的。
We see if we continue reading in verse 2, his affliction here is outlined in verse 2.
他向我们的神起誓。
That he swore to the Lord.
说他不睡觉。
That he will not sleep.
他不能闭眼。
He cannot give slumber to his eyes.
为着一件事情。
For one purpose.
第五节，只等我为耶和华寻得居所。
In verse 5,
寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得居所。
In verse 5 saying, until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
在那段时间，大卫可能就是流浪各处，在各地方逃难。
And in that time, David was probably suffering in many places.
但是大卫虽然在这样子的流浪四方的时候，他没有想到自己的难处，他没有想到自己的苦难。
But in those times of suffering and tribulation, he did not think about his own suffering. He did not think about his own affliction.
大卫是想到神。
He actually thought of the Lord.
他想到在地上，神好像没有一个安息的地方。
He thought that in this world and on the earth, God did not have a dwelling place.
他的流浪，他的受苦。算不得什么。
His affliction did not count for anything.
但他的心在神里面。
But his heart was in God.
他的心在神的约柜里。
That his heart was with the ark of God.
想到在地上神没有找到一个安息的地方。
Thinking that there is no place of rest for God on
this earth. 这是他的苦难。
This was his affliction.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
大卫是一个知道认识神的人。
David was the one who knew God.
我们知道他圣经给他的注解，他是合乎神心的。
And the Bible describes him that he is one who is a man after God's own heart.
大卫的心知道神实在是乐意与人同住。
David's heart understood that God yearned to dwell with man.
他愿意支搭帐篷在人间。
That he wanted to tabernacle among men.
但是在那时候的光景里面，地上找不到一个安息的所在。
But in the condition of the world at that time, there was no place for rest.
大卫的一生其实有一件很重要的事情在做。
And in David's entire life, there was one thing that was very important that he was doing.
就是建立圣殿。
That he was building the temple.
这是他要为神找到一个居所。
That he wanted to find God a dwelling place.
是人跟神可以一同安息的。
A place that man and God could rest together.
我们知道在撒母耳记跟下跟一代历史上都记载了一段相同的历史。
We know that in 2 Samuel and also in 1 Chronicles, details the same experience.
基本上就是记载在大卫做王，然后做完以后所做的事情。
It chronicles the same history of when David became king and the things that he did as king.
在撒母耳记下第七章第一节里面说到一件事。
In 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 1, it says one thing.
王住在自己宫中，耶和华使他安静，不被视为的仇敌扰乱。
Now it came to pass where the king was dwelling in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies all around.
在这时候，大卫已经成为全以色列的王。
So at this time, King David was already king over all Israel.
他也造了自己的王宫。
And he had his own palace.
他在里面可以安息。
He could have rest.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们是大卫的话。
If we were David,
我们里面是不是觉得可以安息可以满足呢
Would we be at peace? Would we be at rest?
我们在地上如果我们一生的奋斗能够有一个安息的家有一个平安的工作有一个顺顺利利的一个环境我们里面就安息里面就说感谢主一切荣耀都归给你
If in this world we have a peaceful home, we have a stable job, we have stability in our lives, do we just rest and enjoy and say thank the Lord for all these things?
大卫在苦难的时候想到神
Yet God, David in his affliction
但是大卫现在 在一个安息安静的环境里面他里面还是不平安还是不平静
But David here in a time of rest,His heart was also not at peace. It was still not at ease.
在第七章第二节，就像撒母耳记尔记下第七章第二节里面说到，他那时王对先知拿单说：“看哪、啊，我住在香柏木的宫中，神的约柜放在幔子里。”
In 2 Samuel 7 verse 2, it says that the king said to Nathan the prophet, "See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells inside tent curtains."
他的苦难没有因着他住在自己王宫里面就结束。
David's affliction did not end because he was in his own palace.
他的苦难继续。
His affliction continued.
因为他觉得神没有在地上找到一个居所。
Because he saw that God did not have a dwelling place in this world.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们不知道大卫怎么知道他神在地上要与人同居。
We don't know how David knew that God desired a place to dwell with man.
他希望自己住在人的当中。
That he wanted to be in the midst of people himself.
但是感谢主，大卫是知道认识神的人。
But thank the Lord that David was one who knew and understood who God was.
他知道神的心愿。
He knew God's heart.
神的旨意就是他的旨意。
And God's will was his will.
我想到一个当我们爱一个人的时候
I think that when we love someone,
有时候你就很自然的就能够知道他里面在想什么
You will naturally understand what the other person is thinking
那我你知道 我太太我姐妹她是很喜欢动物的一个人、
And many of you might know my wife is one who really loves animals
她大概从小就家里就养了很多的宠物、
From her youth, their home had many pets
那我自己从小也是养过狗。
And myself in my childhood, I also had a dog.
但我们家养狗的方式是正常养狗的方式。
But the way that our family brought our care for a dog was a normal way of caring for a dog.
那狗就是动物。
A dog is an animal.
哦，它就是要住在外面的。
So an animal is outside.
就是不能到家里来的。
And doesn't come inside.
所以家里偶尔来只是。来一下玩一玩然后就把它放到外面。
So the dog would come in every once in a while, play a little bit, and then go back outside.
所以狗的生活基本上是在户外。
So the dog's life was mostly outside.
但是孙琦我姐妹她对狗的看法又不一样。
But my wife's perception of animal, or dogs is a little different.
狗是住在家里面的。
Dogs live in the house.
啊在家里面哪个地方它都可以去的。
And in the house, wherever the dog wants to go, they can go.
那因着我们两个在一起，因着跟他结婚啊，我们成了一个家。
And when we got married and became a family,
他想的，我知道。
I understood how she saw.
因着他这样子的爱，对动物的爱，这个影响到我。现在，所以我们家养狗的时候，基本上狗就是在家里。
So how she loved dogs, I understood. And when we had a dog, the dog was inside the house.
我的重点。是说，当你爱一个人，你愿意为这个人摆上的时候，你可以接受，你知道他的心是什么样。
My point is here that when you love someone and you understand their heart, you can accept and that you understand what their heart wants.
今天我们活在新约里面。
Today we live in the New Testament times.
圣经很经明明白白的跟我们说。神的心实在是愿意住在教会的。
The Bible is very clear in telling us that the Lord desires to live among His people.
弟兄姐妹，当我们接受主成为我们的救主的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior,
当我们愿意把我们一生摆在主面前的时候
，When we are willing to offer up our whole lives before the Lord,
主已经把我们摆在教会里面。
God has already placed us in His church.
我们要一起被建造。
And we need to be built up together.
弟兄姐妹，这不是一个选择。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a choice.
这是已经已定的事实。
This is already a reality.
因为我们爱我们的神。
Because we love our Lord.
怎么样能够表现我们的爱呢？
And how do we express our love?
爱教会。
Love His church.
爱弟兄姐妹。
Love brothers and sisters.
今天我们常常说我们爱神。
Many times today we often say,
我愿意为神摆上一切。
I love the Lord, I am willing to offer up everything to Him.
当教会有难处的时候。
But when the church has difficulty,
当弟兄姐妹有危难的时候。
When brothers and sisters have suffering,
我们的反应。
What is our reaction?
某某弟兄某某姐妹他们可以帮忙。
This brother or this sister, that one can help.
某某弟兄某某姐妹他们可以在这边为神祷告。
That brother or that sister can pray for the Lord.
我在哪里呢？
Where am I?
我们是不是也在其中呢？
Am I in that?
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
爱神不是一个口号。
Loving the Lord is not something we do with our mouths.
就像我们在圣经里面看到我们的大卫。
We see in our Bible, we see David.
他爱神，他是有表现。
He has a manifestation of his love.
所以在第六节，我们刚才看诗篇第六节的时候。
So in Psalm 132:6,
我听说约柜在以法他，我们在基列耶林就寻见了。
So it says, "Behold, we heard of it in Ephrathah. We found it in the fields of the woods."
他是一个有行动的。
He is one with action.
因为他要寻找神。
Because he wants to seek the
Lord. 他要寻找神的同在。
He wants to seek God's presence.
他要寻找神的所在。
He wants to seek God's throne.
他听到神在哪里的时候，他就在哪里。
So when he hears where God is, he is there.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天神应该是在教会里面。
Today, the Lord should be in His church.
当神没有在教会里面的话，我们还能够在教会吗？
If God is not in His church, can we still be in church?
我们还能够得到神的新的祝福吗？
Can we still receive God's new blessings?
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是一个彼此的勉励。
This is a mutual encouragement.
我们不能为神做什么。
We cannot do much for the Lord or anything.
但是有一点我们可以做的。
But there's one thing we can do.
我们要学习大卫一生住在耶和华的殿中。
We need to learn like David to all of our days live in the presence of the Lord and seek after Him.
这是我们在神里面我们可以得着祝福。
This is where we can receive blessings in the
Lord. 神也因着这样里面也得着满足。
And through this, God is satisfied.
刚才我说到在诗篇132章里面讲到两部分。
In Psalm 132, I talked about how it has two pieces.
第一部分是看到大卫怎么样的心为神要建造一个圣殿，一个居所。
The first part talks about David and his heart before the Lord and how he sought after a place for God.
第二个部分讲到神怎么要来建造大卫的家。
The second part was how talks about how God will establish David's house.
圣经里面在哥林多前书第八章里面说到。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
若有人爱神，这个人神是知道的。
That if anyone loves God, this one is known by God.
弟兄姐妹，神知道大卫的心。
Brothers and sisters, God knew David's heart.
神知道你跟我的心。
God knows your heart and my heart.
我们的心为神的时候。
So when our heart is for the Lord.
神也的心也为我们。
God's heart is also for us.
在大卫为神做圣啊建造圣殿之前。
Before David built the temple for the Lord.
神要为大卫建造他的家室。
David or God established David's house first.
这是何等的宝贵。
This is truly precious.
那我们如果看历代志上第十七章。
And if we see 1 Chronicles 17.
第四节里面说到。
Verse 4 says.
这是在大卫有心要为神建圣殿，但是神这边跟大卫说。
And this is after David says that he has a desire to build a house for the Lord.
你去告诉我仆人大卫说，耶和华如此说，你不可建造殿宇给我住。
But God says, go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, you shall not build me a house to dwell in.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹看到这样子的反应，里面心中是什么感觉。
I don't know if brothers and sisters see this response, what kind of reaction or you may have.
大卫的心是这么的渴望神。
That David had such a desire for the Lord.
大卫实在是愿意为神建造一个居所的地方。
That he is willing to build a dwelling place for God.
但是神说不可以。
But God tells him that he can't.
我不晓得大家如果一心为着一件事情愿意做的时候，当有人说你不可以做的时候，你会不会觉得被浇了冷水，里面就心灰意冷呢？
I don't know, brothers and sisters, if you have such a fervent desire for something and you are told no, that does it feel like you were extinguished?
那如果我是大卫的话，我就说好，那我既然不能为你做，那我已经把我的心愿给你摆上，接下来我就好好过我的生活。
If I were David, I might say, well, I already told you what I want to do for you, and because I can't, I will just go on and live my life and enjoy.
这是大卫的反应吗？
Was this David's response?
不是。
No.
大卫在这边顺服了神。
David obeyed God here.
但是他对为耶和华建立圣殿的心并没有减退。
But his desire in his heart to build God's dwelling place did not change.
他虽然不能在肉眼里面看到这圣殿的完成。
And even though he did not in his flesh see the completion of the temple.
但是神已经把圣殿跟的蓝图已经在他里面已经指明得清楚。
But God made the plans for this temple extremely clear to him.
他在他剩下的日子里面他为圣殿预备了各种的材料。
And for his remaining days, he prepared every equipment and material for the building up of the temple.
尽他的所能来预备。
And he used his whole life to, with all his might, to prepare.
弟兄姐妹们
，brothers and sisters，
在这个是我们在神面前的应该有的态度。
This is the attitude we should have before the Lord.
因为建造的工作是在神里面。
Because the building work is in the Lord.
神要用使用谁，神就使用谁。
Who God chooses to use, He will use.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们的心爱神，我们的心爱主。
That if our hearts love the Lord, we love God.
我们愿意为主做摆上，做很多事。
That we are willing to offer up and do a lot of things for God.
但是我们在神的面前，我们要学习。
But we need to practice before Him.
我们可以为着神，我们可以做事。
That through or for Christ we can do things.
也为着神，我们可以不做。
But for Christ, we can also not do things.
做不做不在乎我。
Do or not do doesn't matter.
但是我们的心绝对对主是完全的忠心，完全的顺服。
But our hearts have to be holy before Him and to obey Him.
愿我们在一起建造的时候。
So as we come together and build.
不是我们在建造，实在是神在建造。
It is not we who are building, but God who is building.
愿大卫这一生的经历。
May this experience of David's life
也成为我们里面追求的盼望
be our hope and our pursuit.
让我们的心实在是定睛在神的自己
May our hearts be fixed on Lord Himself.
我今天预备了 好几个点
Today I had prepared many points.
然后我大家觉得时间不够了
But I think that we don't have enough time.
那我想我就交通我可能需要停在这里
So I think I need to end my fellowship here.
因为觉得我们还是要找控制时间
Because I think we still need to look at and respect the time.
但是我有四个点我希望提出来跟弟兄姐妹一起勉励的
But I would like to encourage brothers and sisters with four points.
就是很在我们预备就从大在大卫预备建殿的材料里面四个点
And it concerns how David prepared for the temple.
第一个，在他预备的其中的一点就是他对圣殿的侍奉安排建立了一个制度。
The first point is that David arranged the service and the worship of the Israelites in the temple.
在我们今天的时代，在教会中就是一个身体的侍奉。
And so for us today, this is a bodily service.
然后第二个点他为圣殿预备了各样的材料，有金银宝石之类。
That he prepared and consecrated many different materials for the temple, for gold and silver.
那我们知道，我们的教会圣殿的材料是谁呢？是什么呢
？And do you know what the materials are for the building up of our church?
就是我，就是你，就是每一位弟兄姐妹。
It's me, it's you, it's every brother and sister.
我们要把神的性情。金银宝石这个性情能够建立在我们的里面。
We need this material this to be prepared in ourselves.
那我们实在是能够成为建造教会合用的这个石头活石。
May we be living stones that are useful in building up the body.
被神一起来建造。
To be built up by God.
这是第二个。那第三个。
So that was number two, number three.
他招聚会众宣誓宣誓 建殿这件事情。
He gathered the assembly of Israel and proclaimed this matter of building up of the temple.
他的负担不是他的负担而已。
His burden was not his burden
alone. 他的看见也不是他的看见而已。
His vision was not his alone.
他愿意把他的负担，把他的看见交通给大家。
But he was willing to take his vision, his revelation, and this burden to everybody.
让大家有相同的认识，有相同的看见。
So that everyone could have a unity in revelation, a unity in this burden together.
今天在教会的建造过程中。
So today in the building up of the church.
在神还没来以前
，Before the Lord returns，
愿我们实在是把这样子的负担能够带给每一个弟兄姐妹。
May we bring this burden to every brother and sister。
知道神再来的时候，新妇要预备等齐。
To know that when the Lord returns, the new bride will be made ready。
当新妇预备整齐的时候，你跟我都预备好。
But that when the bride is made ready, the church is made ready, that you and I would be prepared.
实在是求主施恩典加力量。
May God grant grace and strength.
那最后一个点，他只是所罗门圣殿的样式。
So lastly, he gave plans to build the temple to Solomon.
圣殿的建造不是人的建造。
That the plans for this temple is not from man.
跟摩西当时这建造会幕的时候一样，是照着山上指示的样式。
In the same way that Moses created the tabernacle, it is from the mountains, from the Lord.
是照着神的心意、神的旨意来建造。
According to his will and according to his heart.
所以我们在教会的生活中，在教会的侍奉服事里面，我们要顺服圣灵在每个弟兄里面的带领。
So in our building up the church among our gathering, it needs to be by the leading of the Spirit in each brother and sister.
那神的教会实在是合乎神自己心意。
So that the church would be one that satisfies God's very heart.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
愿这个四个点是在我们生活中，我们在教会的建立中，我们能够彼此学习，求主赐给我们能力，也看见大家一起。为神的家，为神的殿能够效，能够尽忠。
May we experience these four points in our home lives and our church life that we could all experience how God is building up the body.
我们知道大卫对神的爱不仅仅只是在他对神建殿的心而已。
We know that David's love for the Lord was not only here in the building up of the temple.
还有一个完全顺服的态度。
He had an attitude of complete obedience.
愿神把他自己多多的启示给我们。
May God reveal more of Himself to us.
那我们也学习在圣灵底下，我们能够做完全顺服，成为一个讨神喜悦的儿女。
That in the Spirit we would also be people that would be after God's own heart in obedience.
那我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
你实在是爱我们。
You truly love us.
你的心实在是愿意你与人同在。
Your heart desires that you would be and dwell with men.
你愿意在我们当中，你要找着安息的所在。
That you are willing to find a resting place among us.
主，人算什么？
Lord, what is man?
你自然这样子眷顾他。
Yet here you've established.
主，我们今天在这边，我们在你面前俯伏，我们在你面前敬拜。
So Lord, today we fall down before you and worship.
愿你得着我们的心。
May you capture our hearts.
愿你得着我们全人在你面前的献上。
May you capture all of our offering of our whole life before you.
好叫我们实在是能够明白你的心，你的旨意。
That we would truly come to understand your will and your heart.
因为我们活不再是我们。
Because it is no longer I who lives.
乃是为你而活。
But that we live in you.
主，求你自己在你的教会里面做建造的工作。
So may you do your own building of your church.
愿你找到一般合你心意的百姓。
May you find a people who are after your own heart.
为着你的旨意，为着你的国度，我们能够一起摆上。
That we would offer up to live for your life and your
kingdom. 愿你来的时候。
So that when you return,
在教会中，你实在是能够找到忠心为你服事的百姓。
You would find a people who are wholeheartedly serving.
愿每一位在座的弟兄姐妹都在其中。
And may every brother and sister sitting here be among that
people. 我们感谢，我们赞美你。
So Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
我们把一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
We give you all glory and praise.
我们这样祷告感谢，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray these things in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.